The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. You know, we've been talking about physical fitness and getting out and enjoying outside and ways to do that. And one of the things that ran across my screen recently was the 52 Hike Challenge. And it's a new movement. And I've invited Carla Amador, the founder of 52 Hike Challenge, to join us in this conversation for a few minutes to tell us about how this movement got started. Good morning, Carla. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
So tell me how this whole thing started.
Yeah, sure. I was going through a really dark period in my life. I was going through a divorce, and I met my co-founder who inspired me to get outdoors because he had lost 80 pounds through hiking. And that was really inspiring to me, and there was something about being outside that just felt like it was something that I wanted to do. And so we went on a hike, and I remember feeling hope for the first time in like a year. This was in 2013, so I was setting my 2014 New Year's resolutions, and I just said, you know, I want to hike once a week for a year. And that's really how, you know, we kind of came up with this name, the 52 Hike Challenge. And I came back from this trip and just started getting outdoors on a weekly basis. And I really found that it was so helpful for me to be outside and to get fresh air and to connect back with, you know, with nature and the grandeur. And, you know, it was like every week there was an adventure to look forward to.
So, Carla, how do you go from having a hurting heart and finding something you love and turning that into a movement?
Yeah, I mean, when I was done with the 52 hikes, I really found that that space and quiet found in the outdoors was really healing. And I felt that it was so empowering for me as well that I wanted to share that with more people who I know are also in pain. And I just felt this deep desire to share that story with people. And so we did. And I guess people really connected to the mission. And in 2015, we launched it as a challenge for anyone really to join. And, you know, it really just kind of took off.
And people can find this story and all the connecting, because it is a community, on your website, 52 Hike Challenge. And on there, we'll talk through some of the wonderful things on there. But you have grown from being one solo person doing 52 hikes. Tell me about the reach of this movement now.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually believe it officially hit like a million people or
more. Wow.
Just from the sense of like these amazing communities have come from that and other organizations like Women Who Hike and, you know, the Six Pack of Peaks Challenge and even things like Make-A-Wish Foundation was so inspired by the challenge that they decided to create a challenge to raise funds. And I know the other day I looked at an email and they said they raised over like $600,000 this year.
Wow.
Through that challenge that was inspired through 52 hikes. So in terms of because this movement has impacted and inspired other movements, I believe at this point we've probably hit the million mark.
Well, it reaches all over the world. It's international. It's all over the world.
600,000 hashtags on just Instagram alone. So that's pretty inspiring for me to see.
Well, you're in California, but you're going to come here. People in the Phoenix area will have a chance to meet you in December. You're going to be at the REI at Tatum and Shea or Tatum and Cactus on December 7th.
Yeah, the Paradise Valley.
Yeah,
story, yes.
they're gonna get to see you, and you do a lot of educating about getting started and all the connections that you have. But I would like to go ahead and turn it over to Sheila here. Sheila is a local. Are you a local director, Sheila? Sheila Dowdery.
I'm a local ambassador.
That's a good word.
Hike Challenge.
She's the local ambassador for the movement here. So Carla, thanks for joining us.
All right. Take care.
So, Sheila, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about you. You're the ambassador. How'd you end up as the ambassador of this movement in Arizona?
I've been hiking for a long time. I had already completed two or three 52 hike challenges, and Carla sent a notice out asking for certain states to have people who hike quite a bit help start up a Facebook page in Arizona. And so she set the Facebook page up, but I kind of moderate it, add hikes, and it opened it up to members all throughout Arizona.
So that Facebook page is a real place of connectivity for people because they can look on there in real time and see, oh, somebody did this hike yesterday and it was like this, or like you said, somebody can ask, I'm going here, what's that like, right? You can get really good
like
input.
So if you want to know beginner trails because you're just starting out like I did, there's beginner trails, or there's the people who are going to hike Mount Humphreys and they want to know, is there snow up there, or is it windy, or when did you last do it, or I want to find a waterfall, where can you go to for that? So it's a great place for information.
I like your story, how you got started. It was a way to keep you and your siblings together.
Right.
Why don't you tell a little bit about that?
So when I first started hiking, I was not a very good hiker. I was scared to hike with anybody else because I thought I was slow, I was out of shape. I just was nervous to hike around anyone else. And my older siblings, I'm the youngest of five, were all going to hike the Grand Canyon rim to rim. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do that. So when they came out to Arizona, because some live in Iowa, some live here in Arizona, I witnessed my sister-in-law, who was extremely slow and not in very good hiking shape. So I thought, well, she's going to do it, I'm going to do it. And my dad had, before he passed, he had made us promise that once a year at least, we would all get together and do something as a family of siblings. So once I did the rim to rim and I actually completed it without dying.
You're still here.
I was like, you know, this is great. This is a great way to get outside, great way to do things. And it pushes you out of your comfort zone if you want it to. You don't have to, but it's there if you want to do that.
Yeah, it appeals to that little sense of competition or accountability even.
Right.
And now you have come full circle where you mentor people and you'll go on a hike with someone who feels like you did, I'm too slow or I'm too out of shape, and kind of walk them through it and let them know, hey, this is wonderful, it's not so bad.
Right. My biggest thing is you can be as young or as old, but you can still hike. And if you're slow, I'll go slow. If you need to take a break, I'll take a break. If you really want to quit, I'll be like, okay, let's take 10 steps and take a break. 10 more steps and take a break. And then when you start counting steps, you forget. You can't think about anything else. So the next thing you know, you're at the top, and you did it.
Well, when you first open that website, it might be a little intimidating because there's a picture of Mount Kilimanjaro and a hike coming up, but it doesn't have to be that. There's three different levels, so you can decide how you want to participate. And most people are encouraged, especially if they're not hikers, to start at that beginning level,
right?
That 52 hike challenge. And that doesn't have to be something major.
It can be anything over a mile. It can be super easy. The goal of the 52 hike challenge is to get people outside, and it can be a mile. You can take your dad on a walk, your dog on a walk. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, Mount Kilimanjaro or Camelback here in Phoenix. It can be Papago Park, a walk in your park next door. It doesn't have to be really hard.
What's the hardest one you've done?
I've done Mount Humphreys. I've done Half Dome. I've done some rim to rim. I've done some hard ones.
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing. If people want to get connected, they can go to the 52 Hike Challenge webpage.
Right.
Or find you on Facebook.
Right.
Right.
And I also have a personal Instagram.
Okay.
At Hiking Unlimited.
Hiking Unlimited. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It was a sunny spring day in 1906 when six men sat on the south side of Mr. Hansen's barn overlooking their new lake they had created when they dammed up Walnut Creek and created Rainbow Lake. The six men were John Fish, John Heber Hansen, there's another Heber name that might clue you into the White Mountain area, Joseph Peterson, Lewis Johnson, and Olaf Larson were sitting around when they decided we're going to call this nice little place Lakeside. Well, it's been our featured Arizona staycation destination all month long. Next month, we move to Patagonia, and right now we're taking entries for Kingman in November. We've had great guests in today, and we're going to go back to Katie Stumbo.
Katie, throw out your number and your website real quick.
Yeah, you can check me out, go www.goconquerfitness.com. And about 2 weeks ago, I did post a blog on there about fall prevention. So if you would like more information about what I talked to about today, it's right there. And if you want to reach me, my phone number is 480-200-4632.
You know, we've been talking all hour about the fact that it's fall prevention week. But you know what today is? It's Family Health and Fitness Day.
Yes.
So tell us what you do with, do you have, what you do with your kids?
Well, you know, so I've always gotten outside with my kids. And on one of my favorite hikes is North Mountain, right? The one on 7th Street. I would drive all the way over there, right?
Yeah.
Because it's paved and I could do the double stroller. So I started doing that one with my girls when they were very, very young. But I want to hear what, we have some extra special guests in today. Now, Chloe, this is my oldest. What is your favorite outdoor activity with mom and dad?
Hiking.
You love hiking? And what about you, Charlotte?
I like geocaching.
Geocaching. We're out there all the time hiking and geocaching. And, you know, with the young kids and stuff, North Mountain is a really nice one because it's paved. It is very steep, but it's paved.
Easy.
And it's not technical. It's non-technical. So it's a great one to be at.
I love it.
And what do you do for your own challenge?
For my own challenge, it kind of depends. This year, I haven't done a full marathon in a very long time. So I signed up for a half marathon in December and a full marathon in February. And I plan on doing the Grand Canyon again in May. So I've got my training lined out for me.
Wow, that sounds like we have some grandkid time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good to me. How about you?
Yeah.
How about... if someone wants to make up their own challenge, Katie, that we've been talking about this 52 challenge that was on. Does that sound like a lot for somebody? Is there, how do you encourage 52. People to challenge themselves?
Well, everybody's different, and everybody comes into it at a different place, right? The 52 challenge, that's a 52 hikes. It can be a walk in the neighborhood. It only has to be a mile. Don't get me wrong. That's a great place to start, but that's not going to be challenging to some people. Right, so 52 miles over a year, right? It's a year, I think. So that's not, you know, that's a good place to start, but some people are more advanced than that. So depending on my clients, we set goals individually. I don't just do a plank challenge in my gym and everybody is trying to plank for 10 minutes or, you know, so it's very individual at Go Conquer Fitness.
Well, great. Well, hey, thanks again for stopping in and joining
Absolutely.
Us this morning. Helping us get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona.